To another rock, punk and metal show, RPM. Whenever you're listening, it's not live, which you'll know if you've tuned in to me, because I'm not managing live shows at the moment, and I seem to be managing fortnightly shows rather than weekly shows, but hopefully that might change going forward, and I will try and get better about posting when I have uploaded a podcast. So apologies for being a bit crap recently. As you can hear, I shall try not to do too much coughing during the show. I shall try and cough while the songs are playing and my mic is off. But I've had a bit of a stinker of a cold. I think it's on its way out now, touch wood. I went down with it last week for Sasha's graduation, which is typical. I had a killer sore throat. But I must admit, I did take ibuprofen, which is quite rare for me. Don't know if I mentioned my tooth before. That's not resolved either. I've got an appointment with a root canal specialist. I wish I was just buying a barge, which is in about a month's time, so I'm hoping I can just keep it on the okay side of hell until then. I'm just using my mum's trick of TCP, my trick of salted water and plenty of mouthwash, and we shall see. Not much you can do about it. If I can't stand it, I will have to go to the dentist and have it taken out, which isn't a very attractive option either. But never mind. I'm sure it will be all right in the end. I am down on the cancellation list. I mean, that's just it's a month for the first assessment as well, so God knows when I'm actually ready to do it, but I'm trying not to think of all that. It's been okay, and hopefully it's a gradual worsening. But anyway, I hope that you are well. I know there's a lot of people I know who've got more serious shit going on than a bad cold and a dodgy tooth, so I'm thanking my lucky stars at the moment. Right, that was the Dead Puppeteers. Now, I know Andy Kenyon is in the Dead Puppeteers. I must admit, I'm just looking at my CDs. I don't know who else is in the Dead Puppeteers. So, sorry about that, Andy, from Janice's very kindly sent CDs. Well, Phil Doherty is, and Andy Kenyon. Maybe it is just you two. It could also be Jenny Mitchell, occasionally, but certainly not in the song that I just played you anyway. So yeah, you know me, not the best on the actual facts, better with fantasy, if I'm honest, in life as well as the music world. Right, but so yeah, Dead Puppeteers, and the track was called Cajun 16. You can find the Dead Puppeteers and Andy Kenyon and Joe 80 on Reverb Nation. I'd always stop and think about all the different music stations, platforms is probably the word, isn't it? A station and a platform is the same thing. Well, no, because a platform is on a station, isn't it? Oh, right, just leave it, Kirsty. Okay, moving on. We're going to have some Stiff Little Fingers. An appropriately titled one for me, Won't Be Told. Tell me. That's so true, isn't it? You can't tell me. I could be talking to the professor, and I still think in my head I might know better than him. It drives Colin absolutely mad. But my girls understand me. Sasha's graduation, there's this woman who'd been given a... I can't even remember the title of it. But like an honorary thing at the UCL. She had this massive long career working at all these big investment banks and so on. And she'd been really good at statistics and I think computer science she might have studied. She was about my age. And I just sat there thinking, oh, if I'd blooming concentrated on my statistics and maths that I was really good at, that could have been me. Afterwards, I mentioned it to Sasha. She said, Mum, I knew you would be thinking that could be you. But that's why, I think that's why they've done, they've started off all right, my girls, because I have given them this belief, even if it's mistaken, that I do believe that I could do anything. But I don't try. Anyway, that's enough about me. The show's not just about me, it's about the music. But I certainly won't be told. And I think that's a really good thing as well. It can be. I suppose it can be it can hinder you as well. But it also, I think in general, it's better if you want to find out things yourself. This is my opinion. I've got a feeling you might agree, my listeners. Anyway, let's go on to a couple of classic tracks now. We've got a sort of a bit of a roller coaster ride. We're going to have a couple of old tracks, then some not quite so old, and then we're ending with a couple of new tracks because I finally got to listen to some catch-up Radio 1 rock show, Daniel P. Carter shows, and heard he was covering Reading and Leeds and some of the festivals in the summer as well, highlights from those. So I discovered a couple of bands that I'd never heard of before, and I think you might not have heard of before. So yeah, that's towards the end of the show. Okay, so to the classics. I'm sure you'll recognise both of these.
So long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created. Thank you.
conscience clear.
Well, Ozzy, you need to do Martha's Death and Dying workshop. Martha is my yoga teacher. My the master yoga trainer, I should say. So she's a teacher trainer. But what I forgot to say at the end of Stiff Little Fingers Won't Be Told track is, I think the last lyric is, "Hope I live before I get old." And he's done that, hasn't he, I was thinking. Because Jake, is it Jake Burns? Certainly Jake. He's 70 now. And when he sang that line, I think he was probably about 20. So I suppose it's what we all hope, isn't it? That we live before we die, we normally say. But live before we get old. But getting old is a very subjective thing as well, isn't it? When I think of Jane, I definitely don't think of somebody old, because we're so silly sometimes. I remember Jane telling me she had to go on somebody's skateboard, and I mean, it was probably a few years ago now, but it just definitely, like, I don't know, but we'd be the sort of people who'd still have a go on a skateboard in our 90s probably, although obviously it gets less and less and less sensible, because you are likely to come a cropper when you're on a skateboard and you don't know what you're doing. But anyway, yes, I just thought I'd mention that. And it's funny because it also ties in with the fact that we had Sasha's graduation, and it was a really lovely day, because it's obviously such a celebration of all the hard work that goes into getting a degree. And it was quite mind-blowing, actually. We sat in Festival Hall, because she went to UCL, so it's quite a big venue for their graduation. We were up in these balcony bits and looking down at the students and thinking of all, knowing how much work Sasha put in over the 4 years, and thinking of that multiplied by 200 or whatever the number of them was, might be more. It's just insane, insane, that sort of amount of study and knowledge. You think of the knowledge that was in that room, I just found, oh my god, because it was it's sciences, it was chemistry, biology, computer science, I think sciences that afternoon. Insane amount of knowledge. Okay, so I'm going to move on to a little bit of music news after this next track, but I'm going to play. I did play two tracks back to back, so I think I'll play this track and then I'll go to the music news quickly. So this is The White Stripes. Now, I had an email today from Ticketmaster, I think. I happened to see Jack White go live this morning on Instagram, which is quite unusual. What's his name? There's another guy from... Oh, my mind has gone completely blank, and I can... not Queens of the Stone Age. He's mates with Josh on from Queens of the Stone Age. But one of the guys in another band, he's live every day, just playing his guitar and having a fag and a coffee and what have you. But Jack White doesn't go live very often. So I couldn't look at it. I didn't look at it then. I just saw it flash up and I was trying to get out of the house and go and teach yoga or whatever. And clicked on it later on. I noticed an email. So basically Jack White is playing on Thursday night in Islington. He always does this. I think he's doing three gigs, London, Liverpool, something like that. But he only announces it a few days before. And the tickets were on sale first to his Vault members. So if you're a member of the Vault, you pay a monthly subscription and you get a free album. Or it's not free, is it? Because you're paying quite a lot for the subscription. But you get a recommended album from him. I would love to do it. I toyed with doing it when I was earning more money. Now there's not a hope in hell. But... yeah, I love things like that because you just get a whole range of stuff. But anyway, I messaged my sister straight away because she likes she loves Jack White as well. She's up in near Reading, and we've seen him together a few times. And I said, "Oh, he's playing in Islington, and I really want to go, but I can't because I'm working on Friday and I've got stuff on Saturday, and Sasha's on her way down, so I can't bugger off when she's coming down to see me." And she said the same. She'd absolutely love to go, and there's one half of her that knows it would just be a real boost at the moment to sort of just go and see him, but we just can't, and it's probably really expensive and we probably wouldn't get tickets anyway. And we've convinced ourselves that he might do a really experimental set that's shit. Because I remember buying one of his albums, the last one. I used to buy Jack White's albums without even listening to them because I knew they would be good. And then he did a really, I think it might have been Blunderbuss. It was really experimental. And basically, I listened to it a couple of times and thought, that's not very good. I didn't think in such polite terms. But yeah, so that was a waste of money. And I promised to myself then that I'd have to listen to his albums before I bought them going forward. And I don't know if he's released anything since, but I certainly haven't been informed, so I haven't bought any Jack White since then. It was a good few years ago. But anyway, I mean, he is still amazingly talented, and I think what he's doing for music and getting the whole recording studio up and going back to the old sort of ways of recording and doing music are amazing. I completely take my hat off to him. But these are going back anyway to where he cut his teeth in the music industry, I suppose, with Meg in the White Stripes, and this track off the album Icky Thump, which I think may have been their last album together, is Effect and Cause.
I guess you have to have a problem if you want to invent a contraption. First you cause a train wreck, then they put me in traction. Well, first came an action and then a reaction, but you can't switch around for your own satisfaction. Well, you burnt my house down, then got mad at my reaction. Pregnant mom.
take the effect and make it the cause. No, well, you can't take the effect and make it the cause. I didn't rob a bank because you made up the law. Blame me for robbing Peter, but don't you blame Paul. Can't take the effect and make it the cause. You lost his ball. Yeah. Well, you keep blaming me for what you did, but that ain't all. The way you clean up a wreck is enough to give one pause. Yeah. Well, you seem to forget just how this all started. I'm reacting to you because you left me brokenhearted. See, you just can't take the effect and make it the cause. Well, you can take the effect and make it the cause. I didn't rob a bank because you made up the law. Blame me for robbing Peter, but don't you blame Paul. Can take the effect and make it the cause.
Very true words from Jack White. And that sounded slightly like my gong in the background, I thought. But it wasn't. Okay, so rock news. So, Linkin Park have announced a new singer, Emily Armstrong, to replace Chester Bennington. So, who died in 2017. So they've left a big long gap, and I think it is an amazing move to announce a woman, because, yeah, it just makes comparisons less likely, doesn't it? I think. Anyway, she sounds good. I've heard a few of the tracks that she's sung along to, and I haven't got one to play now because I think they've got a new album coming out. But yeah, no, I didn't. To be honest, it wasn't. It was interesting, and she's got a good voice, but it wasn't good enough to me for me to pay a quid to download. I have to be careful with my quids. But anyway, that was from last week's Louder Sound. I've just looked at the latest, and oh, how good would it have been to have caught this? So David Gilmour was in a tiny little pub in Brighton, the Neptune Inn. I wish my mate Rene would have been there. And he performed Wish You Were Here with his daughter Romany. That just would have been absolutely insane, wouldn't it? Oh, and it's Hove as well. Oh my God, that's where they live. Well, I could send that to Rene, but then he'll be down there every night in case he goes back. Oh, brilliant. That's what I absolutely love about open mic nights. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. So, well, Jane runs an open mic night. I know Andy and Jane often perform. So yeah, big up the open mic nights. And then the other bit of news, really exciting for me because I love them. Snow Patrol are back with their first album in 6 years. The Forest is the Path, it's called. So I'm going to have to, as soon as I come off air, I'm going to check that out. Because, mind you, I don't necessarily love all of Snow Patrol's work, but they've just done a couple of songs that I absolutely love. So, yeah, I'll definitely be checking it out. Right, I need to do another big cough, I think. So I'm going to put some more music on. Here's a guy I don't often play, possibly because I've only got one CD of his. Only Revolutions, in case you know albums well. So this is the very talented Biffy Clyro.
your view of things today. Garb young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. It's time to consider that baby is a sinner. She'll wash away your sins.
Wash away your sins.
She'll wash away your sins. Wash away your sins and go home. I only once upset my kin. Accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed a change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl.
Clyro with Bubbles off Only Revolutions, which is from quite a long time ago. What else did we do last week? We went to a VMCC talk, Somerset the MCC hold a monthly talk on a variety of things. But last week it was a guy who'd turned a panther into a V-twin, which obviously, well, not obviously, but if you know me, I have like no technical knowledge, so most of it went whoop right over my head. I think the only thing I got from it was the thought that perhaps I should bring some of my motorbike into the sitting room to work on in the winter, like even if it's just the wheel, because the wheel's the next thing that I need to work on. Then bring it into the sitting room, like put it on the table, the dining room table. We've only got a little one, so then we probably wouldn't be able to eat as well. But actually, I could have, if Easter doesn't approve, then I can put the wheel on my end of the table and eat on the sitting on the settee with my dinner on my lap. So that's the inspiration I got from the talk. I did tell the guy that afterwards. I said, I didn't understand most of it, but you have inspired me to maybe bring some bits of my motorbike into the sitting room to work on. So yeah, we'll see. Watch his space. I think Easter, like, he might not care. He's not fussy about having a nice dining room table, but he does like to eat his dinner. So he wouldn't like it if he didn't have a place to eat his dinner. I think he wouldn't be happy with that. So I shall have to tread a little bit carefully. But yeah, I like this. I do like the variety of talks of the VMCC. They're very well organised, and I've said before about their runs being really good. We went on the Tiddler run, that was the last one, but I think I've already spoken about that before. Can't even remember, to be honest. They've got one on our wedding anniversary in October, so we're going to try and do that. I can't remember if that's the Autumn Leaves one, but they do some seriously long distance ones. Like, I think Easter might go on one in a couple of weeks' time that's 165 miles, which I don't think I'll go on that one. I've got lots of other things to do as well, but I'm more up for the sort of 30-40 mile ones. But anyway, yeah, that was a very interesting evening too. And we collected our, so when you do a VMCC run, or probably anything, you have these like roller things on your handlebars so that you can roll the route map round as you're going, because you don't use sat navs, you use the old system. So we've made the commitment to buy those, so we're set up. Okay, so have we got time? We've got four tracks left, yeah, and we've got 15 minutes, so that's time, as long as I don't talk too much. Gonna have some Red Hot Chili Peppers, Black Summer, which feels like we have had a bit of a, it's not been a red hot summer, has it? So yes, I keep saying to myself, because autumn has definitely arrived in Somerset, and I said to Easter, well, autumn's arrived, but it might just be going backwards and forwards. We might go back into late summer and then jump into autumn, and we might do a bit of to-ing and fro-ing before we're completely committed to autumn. That's what I'm saying to myself. We'll see. Let me know what it's like up your neck of the woods, Janice and Andy. Sometimes it's, and Jane, sometimes it's better. And Busky and Liz down in the Lizard, let me know what's occurring weather-wise in your direction.
A lazy rain am I, the skies refuse to cry, cremation takes its piece of your supply. The night is dressed like noon, a sailor spoke too soon, and China's on the dark side of the moon. Hit me now. Great to with a t- sun. The archers on the run, and no one stands alone behind the sun. It's been a long time since I made a new friend, waiting on another black summer to end. It's been a long time and you never know when, waiting on another black summer to end. A censorship, riding on a headless horse to make the trip.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Black Summer. Okay, so now we are on to, we've got three tracks to go. This next one is one of my newly discovered bands. They were formed in COVID. I'm going to play them first and then I'll tell you the little I know about them. They are called Fat Dog.
You better whip up paper.
Fat Dog with the track Wither. Now they have got a new album that came out what day is it? I think last Friday probably. They are from Southeast London. They formed in 2020 during the COVID lockdowns, and they became known for their boisterous live performances. Enemy described them as the 2023's wildest live band. Probably led them to them being signed to Domino Recording Company, and they opened for bands such as Viagra Boys and Yard Act. I don't know Yard Act, I need to look them up. Let me jot that down. but very lively. So they sort of merge punk and punk and techno, punk and rave, I would say. Interesting stuff. And I imagine very, very high energy to see them live. So before I play the next new track, which I'm going to save to the end, I'm going to play some Raging Speedhorn. Now, sadly, Jim from Raging Speedhorn, his wife has been ill, and she's got various forms of cancer. They're all treatable, so she's going to begin treatment. Thinking of the guys in Raging Speedhorn at the moment and hoping their powerful music will translate to sort of powerful resilience through difficult times. So this is off the Hard to Kill album Doom, and the track is Doom Machine. And this is warming you up for the final track of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, soon, Jim's wife, or resilience through the treatment. Okay, so we are on to the last track of the show. And it is by a band called Melted Bodies. Now, I don't even know very much about them. I've been Googling them, and all I can find is that they're from Los Angeles, pretty much. I tried to sort of look at a bit more sort of reviews and things like that, but it doesn't seem to... They were an avant-garde metal act, they're referred to as. But it doesn't... Let me see. Doesn't really say very much about them at all. So I'm just going to play the track. Hope you like it. It is heavy. It's a heavy one to end on. Then you can run around the house doing your housework, cooking your dinner, whatever. But it's a lively heavy one to finish on. I love it. So thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. I should be back next week. Should be back onto weekly shows now. But I'm going to try and I'm going to have a sort of reset, a reset for sharing the podcast and trying to be. I know I've done it so many times to try and be a little bit more, have an online presence. So I might try doing little video clips. Who knows what is going to work? I've just got to keep trying different things until I find the thing that works for me. Doing posts doesn't seem to, so maybe a little clip. We shall see. Anyway, enjoy the final track, Melted Bodies, Bloodlines.